And we know that suicide numbers have gone through the roof. The incidence of teen suicide is tragically going up as well. And obviously the celebrity suicides in the past month, the military suicides are going every day. I've lost two friends, as did longtime listeners know, to it as well. And until we as a society start accepting depression, mental illness of all kinds, the same way that we do cancer and heart disease and everything else, the problem will continue. There's a story that we want to tell you today, and Jen Pedley is here. Jen lost her son, Isaac. Asher is Isaac's brother. And thank you for everything you've done so far, but certainly for coming in to talk as well.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Tell me about Isaac. What kind of kid was he?
Ugh, a goofball. A goofball.
Nothing but fun?
Nothing but fun. Never met a stranger. I think that's the thing that everyone tells us about Isaac, is he had little rituals throughout the day. He'd pass kids in the hall. He was a freshman. So women, you know, every freshman girl I said was at his funeral, and they'd all say, I passed him between second and third hour, and he'd say hi to me and say, hey, you know, I like your shirt. And every day he'd have some other new,
made other people feel
new
good.
Compliment. Always. Always. Yeah. He had 10 friends over, a couple days before he died.
Asher, big brother or little brother?
Big brother.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Let me get your mic on. You said big brother?
Yeah, big brother.
Tell me about Isaac.
He was a really great brother. He's just had a big heart, and he just loved people, very friendly, and always wanted to put himself behind others, and yeah.
And cared for everybody.
Yeah, he just was really caring, had a big heart.
He had a place that he loved to go, and that place was Mod Pizza.
It was.
And the Mod Pizza in downtown Naperville, right? Right on Washington there on Main?
Yeah, we can walk there from our house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why was Mod Pizza his hangout?
Well, it all started when they first opened, and he walked in, and they all said hello. Because that's what they do at Mod Pizza.
So he became Norm from Cheers?
That's right.
Yeah. A reference
exactly
that only some
right.
of the audience will understand.
Yeah.
Did you guys go with him at any point, or was it his joint?
You know, he went with his buddies. And they also, you know, he kind of got called he won the title Mayor of Mod, because he would bring in new friends every day. You know, it was kind of like a point system.
Sure.
I get 3 points today. I brought in three new people.
I love Mod, and it's a great concept, and it's growing every day. And the co-founder is on the phone. So how does all of this tie together? Let me bring in Allie here. Allie Svensson is the co-founder of the Mod Pizza chain. Allie, how are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. And Jen, I don't know if it was therapy, a need to do it, or just, you know, one of those things that happens. But you wrote a letter, and you sent that letter to Allie. Allie read it. By the way, I believe there's a video online of Allie reading the
really
letter.
Powerful, yeah.
That's very powerful. And now your son Isaac's going to have a pizza named after him, right?
Yeah. That was his pizza. Yeah.
So the one that he came in and ordered every day. But anyway, talk a little bit about why this is important to you and Mod as well.
Well, I mean, it has to be important to everybody. I think when you're made aware of things that are so powerful, and the letter that Jen and Ken, that the Pedley family sent to us, myself and my husband, you know, really, it stopped us in our tracks. We, for so many reasons, all of the obvious reasons, but then when we also really thought about it and we realized the relationship that had developed between Isaac and Eric, who's the general manager of Naperville, we really started to pay attention to that, because, you know, we're growing very quickly. We have over 355 mods around the country now, and when we think about every one of our locations and we think about the squad, our mod squad that is there, connecting with each other, connecting with their communities, and understanding how powerful those connections can be and how important they can be in somebody's life. And as heartbreaking, which the story is so heartbreaking, what happened with Isaac, but there's such beauty in it too. And Jen did such an incredible job explaining that to us. It really was the most incredible letter I've ever received. I'm getting emotional right now as I think about it.
Well, it's understandable. And everybody that talks about this and goes through the experience, I'm sure has the same. I think the important question to you guys is, what's on an Isaac?
Well, Well, hold on. Before we talk about the incredible toppings on the Isaac, which are actually different from the toppings that Isaac himself would have probably put on his pizza, I know that for sure. But
only a 13-year-old boy would order.
Well, and listen, I'm a mother of four boys, so all of my boys would choose Isaac's original pizza over the Isaac pizza that we have created. But back to the letter just for a second so that it's understood. With Maude, we sat with that for a little while, and we thought, well, what can we do? What can we do in a situation like this? And we realized, because from the beginning, for us, we've never been building Maude to be the greatest pizza concept in the world. We've been building Maude to make a difference, and it's always been, you know, purpose-led and people-focused. And this experience and this awareness that the Ashers, or that Jen and Ken and Asher gave us about Isaac, was really a call to action. And we thought, we've got this incredible platform, and we need to use it. But we need help using it.
Yeah, you have a lot of kids that hang out at Maude.
My goodness. Absolutely. That's correct. Yeah. Customers, but then our Maude squad, you know, over 70% of them are in this age bracket that can be so at risk, and that weighs heavily on us. We first and foremost always take care of our squad. That's what we start with.
And the Isaac story is something that all these kids need to hear.
And they can relate to.
Well, let me go to Big Bro here. What was the original Isaac? Do you know what the original Isaac was?
Okay, so the original Isaac is red sauce, cheese, and then every meat except for anchovy, spicy sausage, and salami. And barbecue sauce on top. Yes, barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Barbecue sauce on top, because you can only eat that. John, you can back me up on this.
It's not a light lunch.
You get over 30, and you're going to need need the Prilosec truck outside.
Exactly. It's by far the highest calorie count on the board.
For sure.
Now, you've made some slight modifications to the named Isaac.
Well, we did, because we knew we wanted to shine. The whole point of this thing is to really shine a light where a light is needed, and create more awareness around mental health and suicide prevention. And to do that, to use our platform of pizza, we wanted to use our entire seasonal pizza that everybody would be paying attention to and drawn to. It will run for 3 months, and it has roasted grape tomatoes on it and this incredible balsamic vinaigrette drizzle that goes on there. And it's actually it's an olive oil base, garlic and ricotta and red onion. I mean, it's very beautiful. You can see a picture of it on our website now. It just came up this morning. It's a seasonal pizza, which we will be promoting heavily in store and everywhere else. And then as and when people understand that this is a very special pizza, it's our first ever impact pizza, we hope that as needed, they'll be connected to Jed, and we'll heighten the awareness around where people can go and how people can take care of each other when they need to.
Well, you mentioned Jed. We should explain what Jed is. Were you aware of Jed as a social worker?
I was not. I immediately went to their website and started reading and was blown away.
Let's talk in a second more, Allie, if you would, about the Jed Foundation.
Jed Foundation has been going for, I think, 18 years. They're based in New York. They exist to protect emotional health and prevent suicide for our nation's teens and young adults. And they're all about encouraging community awareness. And they do this in all sorts of interesting ways. And when we approached them and said, listen, we need help. We want to be used. We want the platform of Maude to be used to help somehow with this issue in our country. And what do you think? And they've just been incredible to work with. They have a chief medical officer, Dr. Vic Schwartz, who has helped us every step of the way, every bit of material that's been pulled together. They're just so thoughtful. And one of the best things that they reminded us of is you don't need to be medically trained to be helpful. It's really about making these connections and asking
listening.
Somebody that you care about.
Yeah, asking somebody to care about what they might be sad about or what's on their heart and listening. That's it's a huge deal. Justin?
For this day to come for you, Jen, to the pizza to be announced, and for the influence and impact of the letter that you wrote to be out there now, do you look back at it and see that letter as a moment of change for you, or a moment that essentially honors the spirit that is Isaac? Or was it just an act of therapy that you wanted to let Maude know that they were helpful to yourself?
No. I mean, well, I suppose yes. Of course it was an act of therapy for me as well, but I had initially sent a letter to I don't know, mm-hmm. customer service, or I didn't even know before Isaac had passed away, that just wanted them to understand what a rock star I thought Eric Kowalski was, and mm-hmm. what he was doing for these boys.
This is the local
in our
manager.
Community. Yeah. He's this big guy with all tatted up and just a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing bigger than Eric is his heart.
Right.
Yes.
And he meant a lot to your son.
A ton. And so, I wasn't really sure how much those kudos had made it around. And so after a year had passed, I just needed Maude to know what they had done.
And obviously,
not just for Isaac, but also now for Asher.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And your family benefit from this is knowing that the legacy for Isaac is, for starters, $50,000 has been donated by Maude to the Jed Foundation.
Can't even.
It's a wonderful thing. Thank you for the generosity as well. Asher and Jen, if you could, you know, there's families that are struggling. There's kids that are struggling now. What do you want to say to them?
My advice that I give to a lot of my peers is just to be grateful for your siblings. And, I mean, a lot of siblings don't talk to each other, fight all the time. And I kind of just say, like, forget about the things that don't really matter. Just think about what's important and spend time together and do things for each other.
It's a great message, dude.
Yeah.
Great message.
You don't know how lucky you are until you don't have what you're blessed with anymore.
And Jen Pedley, I'm going to give you the last word.
Yeah.
And I know this isn't easy, and I appreciate your courage to be here.
Sum up everything in one sentence, right? Isaac really was a victim of his impulsive adolescent brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hate to say it, but I keep saying it because it's true. This could have been anybody's kid. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But I think the national conversation that's starting to happen around suicide, especially with teens and young adults, because until a kid is 25, 26, we know their frontal cortex is not fully developed. The reasoning mechanism is not what an adult's is.
Right.
So it's a special conversation. It's a different conversation that we need to have. And I'm so grateful. I still am just sort of in shock that this has all really happened, because it's more than I could have ever. I'm thrilled.
He's guiding it.
And he would be. I just, you know, his pictures on the wall at Maude and the pizza and all of it. I mean, I don't think he would stop smiling.
Imagine how good that heaven location for Maude is, right? I mean,
they have meats up there you've never
even heard of. That's
no
exactly
guilt
right.
either.
Right. Allie, thank you. And it's not an easy thing to even watch you read the letter, but I think it's important for people to do it. And I would just encourage all of you talk, but mostly listen. Listen.
Correct.
And I think it's key. And thanks for the Jed Foundation work as well.
Yes.
Thanks, Allie, very much. And thanks to you guys. And I want you to know, you and I are practically neighbors anyway. When you guys need to have something big mouth, let me know.
Oh, you bet.
We will be
your
big mouth.
You bet. Well, you know, now you're off my bucket list now, right?
Check it off.
I've done your show.
Yeah, but you're welcome here.
I
want you to know that.
You have no idea.
You're a great mom. And Asher, you seem like a great big brother, dude.
Thank you.
He is.
Someday I'll have a chance to ask Isaac the truth about you, but you seem like a great big brother.
He might say differently about some things.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. God bless you both.
Thanks for having us.
And your family.